Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and sometimes politics. My name is Pete. I'm joined with the voice of the Lake Forest High School football, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, whatever. Scoop Walker. How you doing, Scoop?
Good, Pete. How are you? Seems like every Friday, not a good day out.
You know, it's just when we record. But it's really...
No, it didn't stop raining. It's still raining.
No, it's still raining. You know where it's not raining?
You can tell me.
Florida.
Might be.
Shark Guy Beach Fishing, the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but they'll help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or sharkguybeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. Disclaimer, Scoo doesn't charter. I hear that Shark Guy might be having Shark Guy Outdoors.
Wow.
You can find some fossils.
Is Shark Guy going to be doing coho fishing up here in the summer? Well, I don't think coho run anymore up here, but...
Coho. I haven't seen coho since the loop.
Since the zebra mussel came in and killed everything.
Do you ever try to get smelt?
Yes.
I used to
go down Mike Hartenstein. Remember Mike?
Yeah.
He used to be a big smelt fisherman down at Lake Forest Beach, and the wreck used to have a big smelt down at the beach and all that.
Shark Guy brought up Mike Hartenstein a couple weeks ago.
The big
I guess
man.
there's some outlet or something.
Probably the waterworks.
The waterworks, that's it.
Yeah, that was a big fishing hole, so to speak. But
so it wasn't a secret.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't a secret, but I mean, people that really like fishing down there would go there. But yeah, they used to have a big smelt deal each year. But like I said, I don't know if it was the zebra mussels or whatever that was. Not zebra mussels. Was it one of these invasive species got in to Lake Michigan and just kind of wiped out the fish and all that, because, you know, like alewives aren't out there. You know, there's really no fish out there. no seaweed, nothing. It's just a clean lake of, I think it was the zebra mussels. But
I just remember smelling those guys on the green limousine in the city. Oh my goodness, they'd take the bus, they go down to the old school Navy Pier and or Foster Beach and throw the nets out. And oh man.
Did here at the lake, and they'd cook them right on the spot. And the wreck tried to do, you know, kind of an annual thing, but that kind of faltered because I don't think there's really that many smelt running anymore.
Well, the meanies probably got to them. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke Back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Costa Lance, Otto, Artie M., Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, and new supporter, Scoo, Greentown Tavern in Waukegan.
Greentown Tavern. Wow.
They cook a mean breakfast, I hear. I haven't been there yet.
Wow. Got to venture up there, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scoo, talk to me about the week. How was Meanie Fest?
Oh, the city council meeting?
The turf, artificial turf. What was up?
City council meeting was Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember. But, it was for moving forward on the turf field. And after 2.5-hour discussion, they passed it to move forward to do the engineering design and estimate and all that good stuff. So it's got to go back there, but you know, I think it'll unveil what the costs are going to be and, you know, how to do it. And
Hey, Stu, what are you watching on TV? You want to share with the audience?
You can see that?
You can hear it.
Oh.
Do you watch Days of Our Lives?
No, it's some...
No Pam's whammy, watching. no whammy.
Pam's watching it.
Hey, Pam, turn it down. What are you trying to do a podcast?
That's not going to happen. You have to edit out the sound.
Oh yeah, like I'm gonna do that. All right, so what happened? 5-3 to Artificial Turf, and now it goes to
surprise. surprise.
who are the three?
Go ahead and guess. I'll give you three guesses, and the first three don't count.
Let's see. Karis, Rummel, and Bushman? I don't know.
How did you figure that out? The anti-progress, anti-kids trio.
I mean, was it like, is it like grandstanding? They're trying to get, what are they doing?
It's a great question. I don't know. I mean, it went through, they moved it up on the agenda. It was the first item on the agenda, and it took 2.5 hours for discussion. The mayor made an opening statement, which was really good. And then it.
What did George say?
Well, it's just, in a nutshell, I don't remember what he said, but
we're just summarizing here. I'm sure checkers will come out.
No, I mean, he talked about the need for it and, okay. Gone through the process and, this is a time to make the right decision and blah, blah, blah. But then it, went to the council for discussion and, the three of them just it's just confusing. It's I don't get it. I mean, Bushman spoke and talked in circles. I don't know what his points he was making or trying to make were. And, just against it for no reason. Karis talked about it. And if she
Karis is leaving, right? So what is she? She didn't have time to be an alderman, right?
Apparently.
So that's why she's not.
Apparently, but ever since she said she's not going to do her second term, she's been, knee deep in all these big issues. But, I was surprised with her just because her kids grew up playing athletics in Lake Forest. Her one daughter plays lacrosse at college and on turf and, she played at the high school through turf and she, as a younger lacrosse player had to face the pitfalls of not playing because there's no fields or they were in bad condition. So it really was confusing to me on that part, her part, why she's against it. But I thought she would be one person that would be for it and one person that would, during that discussion speak up and say, this is why. I mean, played at the high school, no issues on the turf there. And she's playing at school. And I don't know if her school has turf or they, obviously they play schools that have turf. So it was really confusing on that end. And then again, really didn't, just trying to think of stuff, didn't explain why she was against it. Lot of it was she wanted to continue the discussion. I don't know why her stance was to continue it because it's pretty straightforward why it was there. Interesting because they wanted to get more information, but my point, I guess, not my point because I didn't say anything, but that's what the boards and commissions do, and that's what the rec board did over years of figuring this stuff out, did the due diligence, and that's why it's to them. But she wanted to push it on and didn't want to, make a decision. Just confused me, but.
Are they trying to delay stuff, till June, till the elections, or what's the.
Don't know. But, and then, not cares, but Rummel, again, she was talking in circles and all this stuff. And, she was looking to push it too. And it's like, what. Why against it? And she got into it's possibly $100 a person on your property tax. Okay, fine. I mean, this is an issue that the city wants to do. And, you know, if they're going to float a bond to pay for it, okay. But, you know, that still has to be determined, the cost and all that. But, you know, so that was a long, arduous process before even the community got to speak. And by the time, you know, there was kids there, lacrosse players and all that, they were all leaving because, you know, it's like dragging out its conversation. But, I don't get it. I mean, it's like, you know, one of the public speakers, one of the first ones was, I want to say District 67 board member. And he kind of threw out there the Tribune article, but then didn't really kind of elaborate on it. But,
are you talking about Dorfman?
Yeah. I guess that's what he alluded to, but,
well, it's no alluding it. Well, you were there. I wasn't. So it's
no, I actually, I wasn't there because I had some other things, but I did.
Oh, crap.
On TV. Yeah. But, why? No. Oh crap. I watched it.
I mean, no. Can I watch? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah. It's a, it's just go to the city website. It's
yeah. Okay. All right.
Videotaped
all right.
And all that. And finally, I mean, they got to a motion and finally voted on it, but you know, three dissenters are just the ones that keep dissenting on everything that the city's trying to do progress wise and it just, to me, there was no rationale between the three people dissenting to say why. There was no valid, you know, why are you against this? And you know, they talked about the green and all this stuff, but I mean, it's, again, you know, you can go to the internet, look at the ups, downs, bads, goods, and all that of the turf. So well, it got passed, you know, and it's moving forward to the engineering and design and cost stage. And then it's got to come back. And, you know,
when it comes back, so it's another vote or?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to, you know, finalize everything. But again, I mean, it's, you know, one of the aldermen said that, you know, let's shrink the field. You know, do we have to do 10 acres? Can we do 6 and all that? And you know what? No. And I think one of the dissenters wanted to do a hybrid where you do part turf and part. The city, you know, mentioned that, you know, we are currently in a hybrid approach, just adding turf. You know, we have 10 to 14 other grass fields. And that's got to be redone too. So there's a huge, you know, undertaking. But you know, I mean, the biggest issue is playability. And look at today. Look at outside today right now.
Let's take the three aldermen out. So let's go out for a little jog.
Yeah, I'm doing a lacrosse game tonight over at Varsity Field. And look at outside right now. 100% guarantee if they were playing on grass fields, they wouldn't be playing tonight.
Yeah.
Fact. And that game would get pushed and, you know, all the scheduling. No, I mean, unless it's lightning or absolutely torrential downpour, that game's going to go on tonight because it's on a turf field. The number one reason. But
now,
so it made it through the next phase, which is good. I mean,
I'm going to take a guess. The coaches, what do the coaches want
it? The coaches want it. I mean, it comes down to when you kind of go through all the chaos, it comes down to the playability. And we need a field. And again, I'm going to caveat because I'd rather see everything grass, but reality with these rains, I mean, this weather sucks the last several years. And you need an alternative to continue going through the process, because every community around us is, you know, putting up turf fields, and it's really pulling our residents' kids into these other programs, which at the end of the day, you don't want that either. I mean, it's just, it's crazy, but that's what's happening. And, you know, if you're against it, you know, you can have your reasons, but at the end of the day, you're against a lot of these people that are against this. Don't have kids in the program, don't have, or never did have kids, or their kids are long gone now. That's not about how the community works. I mean, there's, you know, people that don't have kids that are paying property, part of their property taxes to the schools. Well, And should we not include them? No, that's not what a community is. And we need this in the community. It's going through, it's going to go through the stages, and but they're going to have to figure out how to redo all the 14 fields currently. So those are alternate spots for teams. So
those three aldermen, this is like, of all the things they can do with their time, this is the most passionate project that they have. There's nothing better to do than this.
I think it's just my opinion, just seeing the evolution of a lot of these projects that come through the city. It's pretty consistent, the last few of them that, they're against everything. I don't know if it's just a city thing that, if the city wants to do something, they go on the opposite side of it. Just to be, this last meeting was really unveiling, at least for me, listening to them. Not one of the three could rationalize why they don't want to see it done, project done. And it's just like, well, why are you voting against it then if you don't have any rational responses?
I don't want to get in the sticky wicket of politics, but it seems to me that there's a certain way of thinking. If you don't have any objective things to hold on to, and it's all subjective and feelings, you run into this. And I don't know if these three are playing towards that. What I don't get with Karis, if you had your kids playing on that, on the fields, know what's going on, and it was okay then, it seems to me you'd be a hypocrite now to say, and you wonder why nothing gets done, because you got these people throwing a stick in the cogs. Poor Jason and the mayor, they're just trying to get stuff done and move on to the next thing. Right. And these people are slowing us down.
Well, I mean, I would caveat that, not poor mayor, but I'd say poor Jason and the staff, because they're the ones that have to go through all this. And it's just, it is a waste. I mean, 2.5 hours of a discussion on this that was already vetted and all that by the rec board. It was crazy. It's just, and to monopolize that time, and I think that was the first agenda item. And if I would stand corrected, when I looked at the city council packet for that night, it was like 200 plus pages. So they had a pretty full agenda. And when I signed off at like 10 o'clock or so, they took a break to get everyone out of there. They still had to go through. I didn't stay on to that, but I got to imagine that was another 2 hours that they had rest of the council meeting.
The discussion
was not 2.5 hours. I mean, it shouldn't have been to it. Everyone had some valid points, and each alderman got to speak their point. But the discussion was like, oh, I've never heard about this. That's how my impression was, like, you guys really never heard about this? I mean, I do remember some of the sessions there were aldermen there.
Oh, you want to see the podcast?
No, but it was really interesting just for me, just because the people that don't want to do it, the dissenter, the alderman that didn't want to do it, still haven't heard why. Why are you against this?
Karis, Rummel, and Bushman, I know you're listening. I know you're there. You're there right now, listening right now. Come on here and just tell us why, and we'll get off your backs, or at least a little bit. Just tell us, what are you guys doing? Why? Why are you doing this? And then what's the next thing you're going to latch on to? I mean, is that how they're going to get their votes? I mean, this is how you do it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, and you mentioned politics. This isn't even politics. I'm sorry. This is not.
I think it is. But, that's what makes a market. That's what makes a market.
No, let me rephrase. I don't think it's politics. I think it's people thinking it's politics, wanting to act like it's politics, and it's really not. Yeah. I mean, there's just no reason to several of these projects that go through the city to go against it. I mean, progress is a good thing.
Yeah.
Especially in an old town that has a lot of old stuff. progress has to, you know, continue to keep everything going.
Well,
and then when you go against, and on the second side, when you go against the kids, yeah, that's not a good thing.
Well, if you don't have any kids going through and it doesn't affect you, then you can get on this other side, which is so hypocritical.
Yeah, it is, but it's like you're part of a community. And
yeah,
everybody pays for stuff that they don't utilize and all that. You know, I mean, it's part of being in the community.
Pay it forward? Hey, that's a popular thing for certain people. So, Scoo, what's the next thing? What are the next thing these three are going to latch on to, you think?
I don't know what's in the hopper. I mean, I guess the next interesting thing, because it got kind of sidelined, and I'm not really knee deep in knowing what's going on,
right,
but I know kind of it got sidelined because of the fields, is the library. You know, I know that's a big issue still hanging out there on what to do, but that's an animal in itself that, you know, that got that. There's some good sides on that one that, but again, it's.
Is it like a diversion thing like pay attention to the turf so you don't pay attention to the library?
It's not a diversion. It's understanding a city manager form of government. I mean, it's like, you know, with the rec, always has gotten pushed aside, and they have such a tiny amount of money that's allocated to their programming. That's been a big issue with capital improvement projects that the rec wants to do for years. I mean, when they tried to do the pool, when they tried to do a whole bunch of stuff, it just always got hammered down. And this one was, it's been going on for a few years, and, you know, it finally got kind of the recognition and not a lot. I guess there wasn't a lot going on in the city that this was a good opportunity now to get that in there, and we'll see. I mean, it's a big dollar amount, but you know, that's a bit study's going to uncover is all the cost to do it, but it's got to be done. So
last week, I didn't get a lot of feedback on the Woodlands tennis deal. Do you hear anything about that?
Not much.
Some people said, hey, stop complaining, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Who's saying stop complaining? We're providing a discussion on what's going on in the community. No one's complaining.
No, they were saying... Our guest was being a complainer. I'm like, what? Come on.
Whoever that person or people are saying that she's complaining, go over and look.
Yeah.
see for yourself. I mean, and again, you don't want it in yours, so no one's complaining.
I wouldn't mind it in mine. If you see my backyard, I got a manhole cover in my backyard.
Yeah, it would kind of be fun to have, five tennis courts in your backyard, but, you know.
If I play tennis.
That would be crazy. I mean.
Now, if they can put some hoops. How about some hoops? Where's the outdoor hoops?
Outdoor hoops? There's at Deer Path, behind Deer Path.
They got regular nylon or they got metal or nothing?
I'm not sure what they had, but I used to be involved with an organization called the Lake Forest Athletic Club years ago, run by Jim Sloan. It was a nonprofit that we looked at doing stuff in the community that the rec couldn't do and all that. And we did that basketball court that's on the Deer Path Middle School.
Yeah,
that's ours. We developed that. They improved it, but we were the reason for that. And the volleyball pits at the beach.
Oh, when you say pits, is it in the sand or?
Yeah, what? There's three roped off volleyball courts, sand volleyball, well, pebble volleyball. But yeah, our organization did that, and you know, did some good stuff, and that carried on in the community. But
well, I'm a fan of that beach. I did take a little stroll down there the other day, and I can't wait till the weather starts picking up. That's a nice beach. Even when it's gloomy out, that's a nice beach.
It's incredible. And that we, you know, so many people take it for granted that how beautiful it is. And, you know, our family takes it. We don't take it. We're like, God, we got to go do this summer at the beach and, you know, never doing is what we want to do.
Were there people against that back in the day? Like, how long ago was it?
I don't know how long, and I'm just afraid to throw out a number, but years ago it was, okay. Oh God, there was people against, oh my Lord. I mean, you can probably imagine, cause you were from Chicago and all that, but literally Lake Forest Beach was a little one lane road down to the beach. And then there was just metal jetties, a beach and metal jetties, nothing else. I mean, and they transformed that. I mean, man.
No,
there's people. Oh my God, there's people against it. Like the end of the world's coming, and you know.
I just wonder if any of those people. How many times we see them at the beach? You know what I mean?
It's one of those. I call it. You know, it's. You know, this whole thing. It's just funny. People like to scream and holler. And I always use the Knaus building up on Laurel. It used to be Knaus Motors, and now it's a restaurant and all that. So many people, when that was being sold and going to be a restaurant, the neighbors went absolutely, I mean, lost their minds, haywire, that, oh, how dare we put a restaurant and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And it got passed and it went in. You know who was loving it the whole time? The restaurant was there, the neighbors that were screaming, the world's coming to an end. even the when Burger King went up, people were screaming about that neighbor wise but yet then, you know, and then when they redid that and sold Burger King, and then that Tiro Bistro, I mean, it was just like people, oh no, 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 no. But then when it's there, it's like, I love it, it's my favorite spot.
I don't think people know how good they got it, man. Go to Ukraine. Go hang out there for a bit, you know.
But I tell you, Lake Forest is at a kind of crossroads because we're not developing, we're not putting things in here, and you know, people are going elsewhere. I mean,
like when did they ever develop? I mean, Market Square was what, in the 20s?
Well, I'm talking not develop, but I'm talking about like Market Square stores in there. How many stores? You know, how many restaurants are in town?
It's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because the rents are too much. You can't do the margins.
Oh, I know.
I can't put a business in there. You know, unless you're a corporate brand, you can't afford it. And then the people that own it can't afford to take a lower rent.
Yeah, and the corporate brands aren't coming in anymore. I mean, it's too, you know, they're too small. The spaces are too small. And, you know, J. Crew was, I think, the last one corporate to leave, but they had no space. I mean, and the rent was high.
I think somebody's going to have to take a hit. Well, inflation's coming in, so the rents are going, God, the rents are going through the roof. I mean,
they're already through the roof.
I think there was like three rentals listed in Lake Forest on the consumer side, you know, to get a place to live. And now there's only two, I think only one. So it's tight. Rents have almost doubled since I got here.
We got a realtor on here just to talk about the current. I got to believe I talked to one guy and there's no inventory.
Don't need a realtor. Yeah. I'm a FSBO. But I do need a realtor to bring somebody in. I'll pay somebody to come to my door. I won't pay somebody to open up the door.
Right. It's crazy though. I mean, the rents are just, wow.
I mean, it's good for those that have income property, but still, it's are still willing to pay to leave the city. So it's.
I heard you're one of those guys.
I don't know, but it's
slumlord.
Oh, definitely not, my friend.
I know that.
So, like I said, I haven't had time to watch that meeting because, you know, I don't want to be a hypocrite myself. to watch that meeting, but the band's starting to take form, my friend, the Sassholes. Maybe the Sassholes or Chick Norris. I'm not sure what we're going to be, but we're going to go see Donna over at Donnelly's Tuesday. They do an open mic.
Open mic, yeah.
Open mic, second Tuesday every month. So
who's your lead singer?
We have a Sam. Her name is Sam. Killer voice. Don't tell her, though. Don't tell her. But we had a drummer leave. Drummers are tough, man. But I found a couple more, so now it's getting everybody together. So you do an open mic to get all your screw ups out of the way. So when you play like a real gig, you know, you don't screw up there.
And Donnelly's is good. Everyone, a lot of people go there for the open mic night, and it's tiny, but you know.
No.
They have a pretty good burger too.
Oh no, it's reminds me of a lantern, just Donna's real cool. Met her. She's great.
She's nice.
She's nice. How long have they had that? Do you know?
Donnelly's?
She told me and I forget.
They've been there for a while. I think it used to be Firehouse Pub.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole string of little bars, roadside bars down 176 for years.
Yeah.
But, Art's Old House. Great. McCormick.
Yeah.
Bullwinkle's.
Yeah, I heard about Bullwinkle's. So if anybody's got nothing to do, like those three aldermen, come on down to Donnelly's Tuesday night and you can heckle. Just like I'm heckling you, you can heckle me. You know what I mean?
They would love that. That would be a good one.
The bass player sucks.
He's such a... You're horrible.
Wah, wah, wah.
I think it's past their bedtime now.
Oh.
At least one of them, because one of them, it looked like he was sound asleep at a couple of times when the camera panned to him.
Oh, I thought that was the school board.
Who's on the school board sleeping?
We'll edit that out in post.
Did you go to the caucus gala?
Oh, how'd that go, I wonder?
Oh, I didn't go. I mean,
Ferrari, they don't let me in there.
No.
You don't pass the credit check for that.
That would have been funny. You should have went to it, Pete. And, you know, I would love to see you trying to get into a Ferrari.
I don't think I could probably put one on my right foot and left foot and go roller skating.
Door closed and then you're like, oh, my God.
I wonder when Ferrari goes electric. I was driving down Deer Path 489 a gallon at our lovely Shell.
Isn't that crazy? It's been 489 for 3 weeks now, but at Shell, but supposedly it's been going down pennies every day, but not there.
No, why? Oh, they make their money off of the chips and sodas. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they do. Well, they have to, because no one's buying gas, or they just go over to the Amoco that's lower.
You know, if they were smart, and I don't know who owns it, but I'm sure they're listening to this show too, Scoop. They got a great market for after hours, because that's the only place to eat in town after like 10 o'clock. I'm serious.
And they sell beer too.
Yeah, parents say, all right, run out there. Instead of doing the Starbucks run, they go to the dinner run.
That's nasty.
Give me a sandwich. There's no place to get food at after 10 o'clock. You got to go to Highwood or...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of in Lake Forest. Well, the Lantern, but you know they're not open on Saturdays after 8 anymore, I guess.
Are they still shut down?
I don't know. I haven't been there at after 8.
Okay.
After 8, I'm like, I'm ready for the potato. Let alone hanging out past the wee hours of 9 o'clock.
Rest your head on your big pillow. So Monday... Was that the NCAA championship game?
Yeah. Yeah, I was toggling back between that and the council meeting.
Do they do that on purpose?
Who?
You know, schedule it at that time, you know.
No, that's a regularly scheduled meeting, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they said, oh, let's do it because the NCAA's on.
I wonder if that hurt that attendance. I don't know. But
I was interested in all the poor kids that wanted to speak were leaving because it was 10 o'clock. So a couple dads carrying their kid out. He's sound asleep.
Not the kids of today, man. These kids go to sleep at like 3 a.m. I mean, they got to get their Fortnite in and then get whatever studying in. These kids do not sleep, man. They do not sleep.
I can personally attest to that. They're like out
dead to the world. But that's not a good being in the mental health business. That is not a good thing.
No.
Well, speaking of which, how's Fordham doing?
Fordham's doing great. They got the Connect Cup this weekend. Carly's rowing in a 4-person boat. And
you call it a boat?
I mean, it's a boat.
Okay.
It's a 4. I don't know what else.
I wonder if I could fit in one of those boats.
No, I can tell.
If I can't fit in it, it's not a boat.
Yeah, no. But she's doing that, and they had it 2 weeks ago. They had their first regatta, and she did. She raced in the 4-person boat. They did okay, took third, but. She's doing great. She's doing great. Running for student Senate vice president
right
now in midst of that. And
I just wonder how we're talking about sleep, because you got high school living and then college living, because, you know, it takes about 6 weeks to get in that routine, whether you make it or you don't in college, like sleeping.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, seeing what my kids went through at high school with all the grinding and the classes and the, you know, cramming and all the, you know, late night studying and all that. There's a lot to be said, because even though I was against it, you know, going to bed at 3 a.m. because they're doing homework and all that, but she's at, you know, college right now, and that preparation,
yeah,
is unbelievable. She is now, you know, she's very focused. She knows how to manage her time, and I think that's a big test to what the high school grinds them through. But
right,
you know, it's a big jump. I mean, because you know, it's like you're going to high school every day, 6 hours a day, then coming home and studying. You get to college, and it's like all this free time. But I think that's a great thing with the high school, because they really work well. They don't work the kids, it's the kids, but, you know, there's a lot to be said with how they handle manage their time and all that in high school, and carries over big time.
Well, shout out to Lake Forest High School, Scoo, for prepping the kids.
Yeah.
Even though they don't have mandatory personal finance class, why don't they do that?
I don't know. I think they have a couple business courses. They might do it.
Yeah, but it's not mandatory.
No, I don't think it's mandatory.
You know,
used to be when I was there.
Was it?
Yeah, we had to take a business course, but it was like, you know.
So like home ec, were you like making eggs or something?
No, he did the basics. I mean, learn about money and, you know, bank accounts and checking accounts and all that.
I mean,
I took it. I don't remember if it was mandatory, but I remember taking it, and I usually didn't take courses unless I had to.
It's almost who's our guy in new media over at the school? Steve? Is it Steve Douglas?
Steve Douglas.
Steve Douglas, call. Yeah. You know, he preps those kids, you know, for the new media. I think they got to prep the kids putting a LinkedIn profile together.
Right.
You know, all that type of stuff, get them ready. I don't know why they don't put that.
I mean, they're not core. I know what you're saying. It should be. That should be a required, that like one of Steve's classes should be required. Just like a business course should be a requirement.
Yeah.
Just to get, it shouldn't be. I mean, they're electives, I guess. You can.
Well, if you're going to be a functional member of society, I mean, you need to know, because kids are coming out.
Technology. I mean, saying. Right?
That's a whole nother show, but we're giving kudos and then we're saying, hey, just listen to Pete and Scoo on the curriculum at the high school. Just saying. Yeah. What was your favorite?
Go ahead.
What was your favorite class in high school? Was it because of the teacher or the subject?
Well, good question. I had two favorite teachers. I loved them all. They were the teachers I had were great teachers. My favorite was Peter Ferry. He taught English. Phenomenal guy. He was a very encouraging person. I mean, to me, he always said I was a good writer and should continue doing that. But that was he was always good. And my all-time favorite was Russ Ruswick. He taught earth science, which I think it's no longer called earth science, but love that course.
It's called Green Meanie Tech.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you want to? I tease the Green Meanies and all that, but I wrote a paper my senior year in high school, and I still have it. I found it in the dregs of a bottom barrel or something. Got an A+ on it, and it was on why we should migrate to windmill technologies to do electric.
I'm in on that.
40 years ago. And one of the things is, you know, one of the things I said was you can't just do it. You have to transition, which we have never done and still can't do it. A lot of the stuff, because we got to, you know, relying on, you know, oil, gas, and everything to run that. Yeah. But
no, I'm not against that. I mean,
I'm all for it if it can be done.
Well, if you can do it offshore, like in Boston or on the East Coast, they put it away so you can't see it from the shore anymore. But then, you know, you got the birds flying into it, and then whatever.
Tough nut.
All right, Scoo.
What's going on with you this weekend?
Band. We got Tuesday, so
we got a lot of practicing. What's your song set?
The four are, and this is just four basic ones, and it evolves as you get a lead singer. If the lead singer's good, then you do whatever the lead singer does. But it's, I think we start with Zombie from Cranberries, Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac, Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd.
Nice.
And then maybe Creep, Radiohead, something like that.
You know, like just that too. Good cover.
But when you got a new drummer, we're going to screw up. So for all you haters out there,
a new drummer or a new drummer like he's never drummed before?
No. Well, they all say that they've drummed before, but if they do come to you, that means that they're brand new or they don't have any other gigs because there's so few drummers. Because, you know, it's hard. I'm trying to get you. Why don't you do the drums, Scoo?
I can't. I got some good rhythm, but I can't. I would love to, but I just can't. I don't know how to.
Are you American or American't?
I'm an American. And I say can't because I've tried it. Just like I wanted to be a guitar player and I tried that and I can't. as hard as I've tried, I can't. So I'm all over American, but
okay.
I also know my limitations and say, you know, I can't.
Yeah, it does take.
I love to.
It does take more than 2 or 3 minutes at a time. Well, whoever's listening to Come On Out Tuesday, have a giggle.
Got to get her to come. Donna, come on.
Donna, yeah, I did ask her about that. We'll see. We'll see what happens Tuesday. No, so that's it. It's the band. I got to go watch the Meanie Fest. See if there's anything in there. And
are you taking songs from the audience, or you just got four? You're out.
No. Well, it depends how it goes. Like if the other guys get first of all, I don't know anything about music theory. I just see tabs and I memorize them. Okay. These guys that go up there, I mean, they ad lib, they know how to do, you know, they can evolve from different things, even if you've never heard it before. If I've never heard it before, forget about it. I might as well be, you know.
So would you guys, if you guys were on second and some guy just grabs a mic and gets up there and starts singing, and he's got a, I say guy, but girl too, a great voice and does pretty well. Are you going in and, hey, why don't you come on with us now?
No, then I'm going to piss off the other singer. It's politics. You want to talk about politics in Lake Forest? Try to put a band together. Number one, get an agreement on the music to play that the crowd's going to listen to, that it won't take forever to learn how to play. Then get agreement on what the name of the band is, and get agreement on where you want to play, right? If you want to play all old crap, then you'll you'll do a rotation of the old crappy places to play versus going in the city and playing, you know, the larger places.
So you're the bass player. Are you left-handed or right-handed bass?
I'm a righty.
And do you do the, or are you like a, how's your style?
I don't know what my style is.
Use a pick.
I use a pick.
Do you?
I'm a punk. I use a pick, so I'm a, you know, punk. Go figure. But they won't. I like punk, but nobody will let me play punk.
What's the difference between pick and your fingers? Deeper.
It's a softer. Bass? When you use your fingers, it's softer. It's, you know, quicker. We use the pick. It's a plunk. You know, it's a very pronounced song. So like Nirvana, you know, you can hear the Novoselic, you can hear him, the way he plays versus like, you know, the music you like, Crosby, Stills and Nash and Seventh Floor Elevator.
What are you talking about? Good music? Genre spans all different.
I just know what you're sharing. Facebook, I'm just saying.
It's how I'm feeling at the time. I might have a Nirvana song I might pump up there because I'm feeling good.
You have never forwarded over to me. To me, it's like when I see your posts, it's like Seventh Floor Lingerie, 8-4 Fishing and Tackle.
I don't think that is the case with the elevator Lynyrd Skynyrd or anything playing on the elevator on the way up.
Depends where that elevator is.
Well, that's true, but no. So do you who's your bass idol? Who did you look up at when you're...
I don't look up to anybody. I'm dead serious.
Everyone looks down to you.
Only reason I play bass is because I got demoted from guitar.
Okay.
You can't.
So you don't have this. Oh, I love John Entwistle. I like the way he.
No, I mean, if I lost 100 pounds, maybe I'd be the guy from Nirvana, Novoselic, or, you know, if I shrunk to, you know, 2 feet, I could be Flea from Chili Peppers. But
I think you can do a good Flea impression even at your size.
Well, there's a lot of things you can do.
I would pay to see that.
I remember 86 Chili Peppers came into town, played Cubby Bear. All they were wearing was socks.
Oh god. Oh, socks everywhere, right?
Just socks. Look it up.
I know.
All right, Stu. I think we just lost our last listener.
There we go. We gained one and lost one right at the same.
Well, it's kind of going at negative.
That was the bell I just heard. That was the last person leaving.
No, I think that was Days of Our Lives. Thanks for listening to the Lake Forest Podcast. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and smash that like button on Facebook, Instagram, and follow us on Twitter. Let us know what you'd like to hear about in the upcoming shows. Again, I'm Pete. Bless you, Pam. Again, I'm Pete. I can be reached at Pete@lakeforestpodcast.com. The link will be in the podcast notes below. We thank our Patreon sponsor, Shark Guy Beach Fishing. They're the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but they'll help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at sharkguybeachfishing.com and contact them today to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. We also like to say we're thankful for our patron supporters, Reverend Lou Beck from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A. Elizabeth B., Costa Lance, Otto, Artie M., Brought to That Breakfast Group in Kenosha, and new supporter in Waukegan, Greentown Tavern. Arr, arr, arr. On behalf of my co-host, Scoo Walker, we thank you for listening. Cue the music.